This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Daryl Ryder is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Browns with him at 216-474-0092 if you want to hop in on the conversation. Last night, Cavaliers, big winners against the Miami Heat. It does seem weird, though, Jeff, that is that really the first time Kevin Love has been back? Like, I kept asking
myself. It felt strange, but yeah, that was the deal.
It was odd. So, you know, they did a really nice little video. I thought what was really cool was, you know, we were watching the pregame on ESPN last night, and when Tristan Thompson and Kevin went over to Richard Jefferson, who was calling the game on TV, and they started giving him the business while he was on the air, and they were hugging him, and they were kind of goofing around with him. I thought it was awesome. Like, I don't know, it just took me back to the Cavs winning the championship and how much fun that team had and how those guys really, I think, appreciated each other when they were all playing together. And then, you know, we always appreciated Kevin while he was here. I don't know that he got the credit maybe that he deserved.
But I think he was underappreciated when he was here.
I always loved watching him play, and yeah. I always respect him for changing his game for when he got here. I mean, look at Kevin Love body from Minnesota and look at Kevin Love body from Cleveland, and you see how all those things just kind of took a turn while he was playing for the Cavaliers. And
you mean that, body of work?
No, body, like his actual body. Oh, remember how big he was?
Well, but he had changed that in Minnesota.
Yeah, no, I know, but just like I think of him as big Kevin Love in Minnesota and little Kevin Love in Cleveland, even though that had changed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Kind of.
GQ model Kevin Love came to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And didn't hurt that his wife was a model,
big
too.
Big college kid from UCLA went to Minnesota.
So, but the thing that he said after the game, I think, is something that hit home for Cavalier fans, too, that he said that the Cavs have plans for his number zero to one day be in the rafters of Rocket Arena, specifically next to Nick Gilbert, which I thought, you know, it was pretty cool that he said that, too. I mean, Nick was around the team all the time.
Should his number be there?
Yes, it should. And so should Kyrie's, and so should LeBron's.
Agreed.
And that's about it off that team. Do you have anybody else you would think needs to be in the rafters?
Off of that team? No.
Yeah, well, let's start with off of that team and then maybe move into a different position. Because obviously Nick's name was the last one to go up there, but we're talking about players, right? So
I think Kyrie's number should certainly be retired here. I think LeBron's number, of course, will be retired here. And even though Kyrie's departure was not on the greatest terms, I would still think that he's one of the greatest players this franchise has had. So I would retire his number. And same thing with Kevin Love.
Yeah, the last one to go before that was Z. Remember? And that turned out to be a very influential night in LeBron coming back to Cleveland. Because it proved to him, especially after the nights where things were ugly when he came back with Miami,
come home,
that he would be embraced to come home. And, you know, for that whole thing to play out, I think it was super interesting. And it was an odd turn. And I didn't feel bad. Didn't Pat Riley want to accuse the Cavs of tampering or something at that point? But then Pat Riley didn't want to be. I don't know if you am I wrong, Jeff? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Did he? Or did he imply? Or was there like this whole, hey, how did that? And it just so happened that the Cavaliers were playing, they were doing the retirement ceremony on a night that Miami was off, and
It worked out well.
Well, I still remember Pat Riley having an in-depth dinner conversation with LeBron about retiring Michael Jordan's number league-wide.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, that. So I'll never forget that little play. So I don't have it.
If it works, it works, man. It worked for him.
Wasn't it Chris Grant that kind of orchestrated that whole thing? I think it was Chris Grant that, yes? Does that sound right to you? I remember being around it and going, hey, you know what? Chris deserves a little credit for this because he kind of made this whole thing happen. I remember standing in the hallway when I saw LeBron and Dan Gilbert kind of pass for the first time. I was like, whoa, weird moment here. Weird moment. Let's see how this thing plays out. I like it. So when you look at the retired numbers that are up for the Cavaliers, you know, Z was there. Go back to the era before that. Brad Daugherty, who's now calling the games on TV. Mark Price, Larry Nance. And then before that, miracle guys like Nate Thurman, Austin Carr, and Bingo Smith. So, you know, and Joe Tate's up there, too. So, you know, but you think about, I think more about the numbers and the players. But don't you agree, if all those numbers are retired for the Cavaliers now, truly three guys that were on a team that won a championship deserve to be up there as well. And I think Kevin deserves to have his number up there too. And I like the fact that you know, Kevin was, you know, obviously treated with respect last night, and the Cavaliers did a nice job, and I think he was humbled by the experience. And it was also a reminder not only for him but for Cavalier fans that, you know, how long has it been? Was it 9 years it's been since they won the championship? So
it's been longer than you'd imagine, huh?
Yeah, it feels like it was yesterday though, in a lot of ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Kevin, speaking of Kevins, Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, I was at Sunday's game as well. I thought the memorial to Nick was done extremely well. Tip the cap to the Cavaliers. That was very respectful and very well done, and you know, everyone had a nice time watching it.
Yeah, the Cavs do things right. I mean, when it comes to doing things classy, they always seem to get it right.
I agree 100% with you, Andy. Yeah. Yep. And then last night, I thought the tribute to Kevin Love went extremely well. I think you're right. I mean, I was sitting there with my boys, so we saw on the Jumbotron, they played some really nice clips of some important plays he made on that run. And then they, you know, he came out on the court, and everyone gave him a really, really resounding clap and a cheer. He, you know, gave us the nod to the crowd and stuff, and I thought it was very well done. And also to the Cavs' credit, they put Tristan Thompson on the jumbo and announced him as a member, and then also Richard Jefferson. They put all three of them up, but I thought the kind of the tribute they gave to Kevin was pretty well done, and I agree. He got a really big clap. The place was pretty loud, and he got a really good cheer, and I was really happy to see that the fans were, you know, as happy they were to see him. So, yeah, he didn't get a ton of minutes, but, you know, he played pretty good, and I guess sort of the funny comment is my oldest son looked at me and goes, wow, Dad, he's got a lot of gray hair now, doesn't he? So, it's you know, it's been a few years since we've had a ring in this town. And the great Kevin Love kind of reminded us of that time has gone by a little bit.
Kev, he deserves to have his number in the rafters, though, correct? Can we agree on that?
100%. Okay. Absolutely. And I also agree with the comment of I think during his time here, he was a little bit underappreciated. And I think but for him, we would not have won those championships. We needed all three of them. And I think Kevin was an integral part of that team on its run. And if Kelly Olynyk wouldn't have pulled his arm out of his socket, I to this day still say we would have had two rings instead of one.
I think Jeff agrees with you.
I don't think there's any question.
His eyes light up every time we have that conversation.
Throwing Kyrie's injury.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Those
Kevin,
are two big ones. Yep, those are two. Keep up the good work, fellas. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate you, Kevin.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so is there anyone that would argue the fact that Kevin doesn't deserve to be in the round? I think he does. I'd love to hear the argument about why he shouldn't be. And you know, what is the threshold to make sure that your number should be? Like, as much as I like Nate Thurman, and he was an influence on me when I was a kid, and I loved watching him play for his little time that he had here. I mean, he just looking at the numbers, you know, he averaged 5 points and one rebound.
But that wasn't numbers. That was
right.
That was impact on the organization. The miracle of Richfield doesn't happen without Nate Thurman. And he taught the Cavaliers how to win, that they could win, that they were good. And it was the real birth of this franchise. And that's why he's up there.
Yeah, the line I'm reading here, as I just said, you know, about him, because I think some people might look. You know when it really hit me, Nate Thurman's impact on the organizations, when the Cavs were in the finals, and I was lucky enough to be out in Oakland when the Cavs were playing against the Warriors, and you look up and you see Nate Thurman's name and number hanging from the rafters there. And then it kind of hits you. You're like, if you weren't old enough to kind of sink it all
Nate
in.
Nate was a stunning basketball player. I mean, he was really good. Now, when he was with the Cavs, it was at the end of the line. But he was one of the dominant players in the NBA. His numbers are silly. Good.
I think
it was his impact on professional basketball in Cleveland as to why he's in there. And it didn't hurt that he's from Akron Central High School.
Sure.
Central Howard.
But I also, like, is that the bar for having your number retired?
No, but I mean, it was, you know, it's not like he just showed up. You know, like, no disrespect to Smith. JR was great. JR helped the team win. But JR and hundreds of other players on this team didn't have the impact on the organization, on the fan base, on the psyche that a guy like Nate did. And that's everybody always says, well, Nate barely played here and blah, blah, blah. You know, in working with Campy Russell and Austin Carr for years, he taught us how to win. Without him, it doesn't happen. All I needed to hear.
I'm also wondering, Jeff, is there anybody else that deserves to be up there? Because when we look at it, it's just the two. There's the three eras, right? Well, it's two eras now.
Yes, it'll World Be Free deserves to be up there.
Yeah, it'll be the third era. Yeah, I buy that, too. He saved the franchise, too.
World Be Free was phenomenal here. And it's the same type of thing. He was only here, what, 4 years, I think? But without World Be Free, maybe they're in Toronto earlier than the Toronto became the Raptors.
Would have been the Towers. Right?
Was one of the ideas.
The Toronto Towers. I'm trying to think of another argument for another player to have their number be hanging from the rafters. And by the way, is it more, and I know you are not going to want to be a part of this conversation, so I might as well look at Menigan. Is it more impressive to have a statue, or is it more impressive to have your number hanging from the rafters? I actually think, and I have a theory on this too, but go ahead. Yes.
Statue. One is cloth, the other one's stone. One takes longer to make.
Jeff? Oh, heavy sigh!
Statue. There are no statues for the basketball team.
No, but that's coming. LeBron's got to have a statue. Come on. LeBron has to have a statue.
Civil War generals have statues.
Jeff?
Basketball players have paychecks.
Jeff? LeBron deserves a statue outside that arena.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I'm also not a big fan of retiring numbers. I'm not.
Well, don't go to Boston and look up. Oh,
I know. I'm all about, but you know, I'm all about names. Like, I think your name should just hang from the rafters. You can put your number underneath it and the number that you wore while you're here. I just think at some point we file, like Ohio State has an issue with this too. It's like, at what point do you run out of numbers? At what point do we look at sports and everyone's going to have to wear numbers in the hundreds because we're running out of numbers? Now, basketball's a little bit different.
Look at the Yankees numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing.
How many single-digit numbers are left there?
I don't know. Any? I don't think any.
Daryl Ryder, next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.